Hi, I'm Mike.
And I'm Marty.
And we're Shenandoah.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
It's been a long year, can we all agree? Feels good to be back in Tennessee. Ain't no place I'd rather be, sitting next to you, next to me. How you been, how you been, how you been? Picking right up with some real old friends. Been so long it should be a sin, but here we are again. We're having a revival. Good Lord, hallelujah. These red dirt road disciples got spirits running through us. It's rowdy reminiscing and tailgate conversation. Yeah, we got this down home, hometown congregation. Having a revival, revival, revival. Having a revival, revival, revival. Six strings by the fire. Everybody singing like a choir. Another year older and wiser, but we ain't gonna act our age.
No way!
How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? Any kind of nice seeing mud on the wheels. All these trucks circled up in a field just like we used to do. We're having a revival. Good Lord, hallelujah. These red dirt road disciples got spirits running through us. It's rowdy reminiscing and tailgate conversation. Yeah, we got this down home, hometown congregation. Having a revival, revival, revival. Having a revival, revival, revival. Ooh. Ooh. Call us prodigal sons, all in town. Some fun. We've been gone, but we're back like we ain't never left. Yeah, we're boot scootin', dancing and clapping our hands like a family. Yeah, a man feeling blessed. Having a revival. Good Lord, hallelujah. These red dirt road disciples got spirits running through us. It's rowdy reminiscing and tailgate conversation. Yeah, we got this down home, hometown congregation. Having a revival. Good Lord, hallelujah. These red dirt road disciples got spirits running through us. It's rowdy reminiscing and tailgate conversation. Yeah, we got this down home, hometown congregation. Having a revival, revival, revival. Having a revival, revival, yeah.
Well, some old friends of mine who I see every year when I come into Nashville, we need to get them into Europe, is Shenandoah. We've got Marty Rabin and Mike with us. So, welcome.
Hey, Lee, it's always good to be with you, buddy. Man, I always enjoy getting to sit down with you.
Yeah. Cover some old stories.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we got a few. Sure enough, do, man. How many years have we been doing this since you came back? 10 years?
I was fixing to say it. Man, as long as we've all been around, there's stories to be told. So,
sure.
In fact, you can go out and do what we do on a weekend and see more on a weekend you can 25 years working in an office.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I used to interview you when you'd left Shenandoah and you were doing your bluegrass stuff
and your
Christian stuff.
Uh huh.
Yeah, so we've known each other for a long time.
A long time.
Which is great. And we've always been playing your music anyway. So.
Well, we appreciate that. Hey, with this stuff we got now, with this new Luke Combs coming along and helping us revamp the old Two Dozen Roses. But now we got an album coming that's going to be just as energizing. It sure is. When we get done with it, it's going to be, it's going to feed the mead.
Will it feature new songs as well as older songs?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we've gone in and re-recorded like five or six of our biggest hits, but we've also got five or six brand new songs too that nobody's ever heard.
That's great.
So it's kind of a hybrid album.
This duet I've been playing a lot. You know, it's a great song.
The one with Luke.
Huh? The one with Luke.
Luke. The way that Luke thing happened was Luke was he was actually playing that in his concert, playing Two Dozen Roses in his concerts, and we started getting several several people would, email or text us videos of them. You know, they went to see Luke in concert, and there he was playing Two Dozen Roses, so they'd tape it, and then they'd send it to us. So, I mean, every week it seemed like somebody was sending us a video in a concert hall with Luke singing Two Dozen Roses. And so, I mean, of course, you know, we were flattered that he would think that much of, our music to do that song. And then when COVID hit years ago, he got off the road. We kept working as much as we, you know, they let us work. And we ended up somehow or another with his sound man. His sound man ran sound for us for a few months. So when Luke went back out on the road, he went back out with Luke. And Marty said, you know what, we ought to call old Luke and see if he want to do a duet with the Two Dozen Roses since we've got a track on it. So he got the number from that guy, Luke's sound guy, and Marty called Luke himself and talked to him.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about it was you know, Luke was all for it. So, you know, that, you know, he claimed he had always been a big fan.
Hi, I'm Mike.
And I'm Marty.
And we're Shenandoah.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I won't make you right. I'm not welcome here. I know it ought to be perfectly clear, but I can't help but wonder what it might be like if I had two dozen roses and another bottle of love wine. If I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind?
You know, and you know, it was kind of like the record we did previous, that the Every Road record. You know, where we had a lot of the different artists that would come in, and you know, not really knowing how they would feel about, you know, being a part of, you know, you know, kind of a band that hadn't been in the spotlight in a while and all that other kind of stuff. And you know, and what we found was literally something just absolutely completely opposite. I mean, you know, it was people that, you know, man, are you kidding me? I mean, can I? You know, instead of, you know, would you? You know, it was can I? And Luke was the same way when we started working on this one. Now, but we're not trying to go and revamp the hits. I mean, that's all that's been done, you know, and by other different artists. And other artists can do whatever they want to. That's fine. But you know, one of the reasons why we put the wheels back on this thing is because, you know, we just didn't feel like we'd said it all yet. You know, we still felt like we had plenty to say and a lot of music to make. And, you know, we just wanted to go out there and just give her the old country boy a try and see what would happen, you know. And so far, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've always had a distinctive sound. You've got a distinctive voice. And, you know, they're just great songs. And these other artists respect you for that, regardless if you're just coming back. It doesn't matter if you're in the current headlight at this moment. But they respect what you did.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of respect in country music.
Yeah, that it certainly was a respect factor. And for them to do what they did, and like I'm saying, and then some of the other surprises we got for the remainder of what's left of this album is going to be pretty good. But yeah, there's new tunes, and you know, I would like to think that we still got an ear to pick a good tune, you know, something that we feel like's got some longevity, and I don't know, I kind of believe we do.
Yeah, I do too. You know, I was telling somebody earlier, they asked us what's the most important thing that you could pass on to some of these newer artists out here that's doing this. And I just told them, I said, you know, the most important thing out here really is the songs that you pick to record. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter really how great a singer you are. If you don't have the right song, a hit song, you know, that you can build your career around, you really have nothing. But, you know, you're just singing cover songs. You know, you may be a great singer, but unless you've got a hit song to sing to people, you're just a cover band, you know. But Marty and I were songwriters before we ever started this Shenandoah thing. We'd had songs recorded by several different artists. You know, so when it came time to start picking songs for Shenandoah, you know, we feel like we had a good ear because we had, you know, we had a history of writing songs, you know, and knowing a good song from a great song, because that's the hard thing. Nashville's full of great songwriters, you know, and every song they write, they're at least really good. But what you're looking for is a great song. And to differentiate between a good song and a great song sometimes is hard, but I think we had an advantage because we were songwriters to start with. You know, but we, you know, looking back on it, you know, we were just young kids. We, you know, we did pretty good. I think we picked some pretty doggone good songs. And
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, and we wanted to record, you know, just like everybody, you want to record your own songs too. But we just felt like the most important thing for us is to find the great songs, because they're out there. If you got a good ear for a great song, you can find the songs, you know, and we wanted to cut our own songs, and eventually we did. You know, we wrote, me and Marty and Bob McDill wrote If Bubba Can Dance, I Can Too, which was the number one record on us. And but at the same time, we didn't get so greedy in wanting to write our own, you know, all of our own material, that we would pass up a great song like Two Dozen Roses or Church on Cumberland Road or Sunday in the South. We would have missed all those songs if we'd have wanted to cut all of our own songs that we wrote. Yeah. So the most important thing for any artist out there is to find the great songs and leave all the good songs, you know, at the publishing company.
You know, I think another thing that helped us quite a bit as well too, Lee. We worked this little old club in Muscle Shoals, and the guy that owned the place, his name was Ken Murray, and Ken wanted us to learn a new tune every week, not the band, but individually. You know, he wanted us all to learn a new tune every week or every 2 weeks. And, of course, you know, we would. And we'd listen to the radio and, you know, we'd listen to stuff that we thought was, you know, like 1982, or another tune that you've never heard again. And I think that was also in the process of helping to be able to learn how to pick good songs and then to find great songs from good songs. And the ones that you just really kind of knew that those songs, you know, look, this is the one I want to learn because we'll be able to do it for a while. Because I, you know, man, I think this is a smash. And so therefore, you know, it kind of give you the opportunity of knowing, you know, checking yourself all the time, you know, well, I don't know, that song kind of went away real quick. I don't know, man, that song's hanging in pretty good, you know, like 1982.
Yeah.
You know, when Travis did it, because we were doing it, we were doing that club then. So therefore, you know, I think that helped as well, too, because the probably the most decisive, like Mike's saying, and I'll just add to what he's saying, the most decisive thing that anybody can do in a career is to find out what that main ingredient is and try to learn that as well as you can so that you know, your misses are a whole lot less, you know, than your, you know, yeah, I just think it works better.
A question I've never asked you is where did the name come from, Shenandoah?
Well, Rick Hall named us Shenandoah. The guy that was our record producer.
Oh, Rick from...
Yeah, you remember Rick from the Muscle Shows movie? Rick just, you know, he wanted us to be Alabama all over again, I think, you know, and anything he could, you know, kind of steal from what they did in their career, you know, he wanted to do with us. And I mean, all the way down to the name, you know, he felt like Alabama was a place, you know, and the name Shenandoah is a place. You know, even the cadence, you know, four syllables, Alabama, Shenandoah, you know, the similar sounding, you know, all the way down to the logo, you know, our logos are somewhat similar, you know. But to be honest, when he came up with and told us, you know, what he did, he waited until 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon to call the record label. We had to decide that afternoon because our record was going to press the following Monday morning. So we had to give them an answer at 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. So he really put us in a bind, and we didn't have much choice. And he just said, look, you know, I know y'all want to be called something else, but this is the most commercial name, and we're just going to run with this. And, I mean, he did give us a choice between Shenandoah and the Rhythm Rangers. But, I mean, that wasn't much of a choice, you know. And so we just basically told him, whichever one you want to go with. And so he calls the record label president and says, hey, Blackburn, we've talked to the boys. They love Shenandoah. So they named us Shenandoah, but they didn't run a trademark search on the name. And then once we started having hits, we found out there was three other bands out there named Shenandoah, and they wanted a little cash for that. It cost us about $2 million.
Dreadful business when it gets like that, yeah.
But you know what? You know, the glass is half full. We're still here. We don't owe anybody anything. You know, we've had a bunch of hits. We've still got our health. You know, we got some great fans out there that still support us, and family, all of our family, and so we couldn't be happier, man.
That's great. Wonderful. Want to see you in Europe, though.
We'd love to come to Europe.
We want to see you over there.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt our feelings, Lee.
No, we need to put together two or three of you, you know. So maybe the Bella... excuse me. Maybe the Bellamy's and you. And
the Bellamy's come over all the time.
The three of you.
Yeah.
They haven't come for a long time, the Bellamy's. No. So that could be a
super package. Man, anything you can do to help make that happen, we'd love to do it.
Well, cool. Well, thanks again. Talk to us.
Thank you. It's always good to see you, dude.
Yeah, love it. Love it.
Always good to talk to you, too.
Yeah, great.
Pleasure.
Hi, I'm Mike.
And I'm Marty.
And we're Shenandoah.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
I don't pick up the mail, I don't pick up the phone, I don't answer the door, I just as soon be alone. I don't keep this place up, I just keep the lights down. House. I'm just a shadow. on these walls. It's quietly as a mouse I haunt these halls. I'm just a whisper of smoke. I'm all that's left of two hearts on fire that once burned out of control. It took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house. I don't mind if it rains. I don't care if it's clear. I don't mind staying in. There's another ghost here. She sits down in your chair and she shines with your light and she lays down her head on your pillow at night. I'm just a ghost in this house. I'm just a shell of the man I was, a living proof of the damage heartbreak does. I'm just a whisper of smoke. I'm all that's left of two hearts on fire that once burned out of control. It took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house. I'm just a ghost in this house. I'm just a shadow upon these walls. As quietly as a mouse I haunt these halls. I'm just a whisper of smoke. I'm all that's left of two hearts on fire that once burned out of took my body and soul. I'm just a ghost in this house. Oh, I'm just a ghost in this house.